It's Mark and Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindela. As we continue with the program, it's time for our regular active physical therapy update. With me on the line today is Kristen Eden, who is a physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy in Ishpeming. Good morning.
Good morning, Walt.
Today, we're talking about safely resuming exercise after pregnancy. So let's start right there. When is it safe for a woman to start exercising after her pregnancy?
Well, there's not really an exact answer for everyone, because every woman and every pregnant is unique in its own way. But typically, when it's a non-complicated situation, a woman gets released by her physician to resume all of her activities, including exercise, at the 6-week point. But that's really just a guideline, so it doesn't necessarily work for everyone depending on that specific situation. There's differences depending on every pregnancy. The factors that might make a difference there could be whether someone had a vaginal delivery versus a cesarean, if they've had multiple births, or if they had any extensive tissue injury either during their pregnancy or during the delivery. And then another thing that it's really dependent on is whether or not they were physically active prior to and during their pregnancy. So someone who maintained a high level of exercise throughout their whole pregnancy is typically more likely to bounce back quickly and be able to jump back into their exercise routine. But someone who was less active might need a little bit longer. So every woman really needs to just assess their own situation, and seek advice if they're unsure whether or not they're ready, and listen to their body, what it's telling them to do.
We're talking with Kristen Eden today, physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy in Ishpeming. What are some things that a woman can do to prepare herself to safely resume exercise?
So if they're active before and during their pregnancy, that's going to help them bounce back quicker. Your muscles are stronger, so they're going to recuperate faster typically. But another thing that everyone should do is go through a gentle early recovery phase. So prior to jumping back into those moderate to high levels of exercise, just doing some light recovery, which would include light walking and gentle core and pelvic floor activation exercises. And those shouldn't be any more strenuous than your normal daily activities. So sometimes someone might be okay to start those gentle exercises before that 6-week point, even as long as they're cleared by their physician. But some other women, depending on their situation and any complications, might not be ready to do that until a couple months after they've had a baby. But either way, those are really important exercises to just kind of get your body moving, and it'll give you the cues then to tell you whether you're ready or not to start those more moderate or high-level exercises.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, Kristen, in terms of moving into moderate or higher level of exercises. What are some of the things that a woman could look out for that could be a sign that they shouldn't be going to that yet?
Whether it's during just normal daily activities or when they are actually exercising, if they are experiencing any low back pain, abdominal pain, or even any bulging in the abdominal region, pelvic floor pain or heaviness in the pelvic floor, or they might even have some bladder leakage, any of those things could be signs that they're is some weakness somewhere, or maybe even an injury to some tissues or some muscles that they need to address before they start jumping back into those higher levels or moderate to high levels of exercise so that they don't do any further damage.
It really sounds, Kristen, like the message here is to pay attention to what your body is telling you, and also talk to your physician, and also even talk with physical therapists like yourself. And I wanted to wrap up on that with you this morning, is if people have questions, maybe they want to find out that there's something that Active could do to help out. What's the best way to find out more about what you guys do?
Check out our website, stayactiveup.com. We have a Facebook page. We have an Instagram. We're always throwing exercises up on that stuff. We have a blog on our website as well. And then you can always set up a free injury screen with one of our physical therapists at any of our locations.
Kristen Eden on the line with me today, physical therapist at Active Physical Therapy in Ishpeming, for our regular update. Thanks for your time this morning. Some really good information here, and hopefully we'll get some questions that people might have answered with this information.
Thank you.
That's Kristen Eden with us this morning, physical therapist with Active Physical Therapy in Ishpeming. If you missed any of the interview, we'll have some highlights at our website at sunny.fm. We'll link up the Active Physical Therapy information as well. It's all part of our regular Active Physical Therapy update. I'm Mark and Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9.